And today we're going to talk about the appearance of the Lord as Govardhan Hill. Maharaj has already given today a very, very, actually it was the most comprehensive lecture I ever heard on, detailed lecture on every detail I can imagine of the appearance of Krishna as Govardhan Hill and lifting the hill.
Takže brzy bude den odchodu Šrily Prabhupády, ale dneska tady slavíme den zjevení nebo den uctívání hory Govardhan a ráno už Maharaj dával lekci takovou nejúplnější v detailu, jakou jsem kdy slyšel.
So today I want to in the evening lecture, short lecture, we have only half an hour left really. I would like to talk on Krishna's activity in principle.
A rád bych dneska večer, máme půl hodinky, ještě promluvil o Kršnových činnostech v principu.
Prabhupada said that the activities of Krishna are not understandable by the human mind.
A Šrila Prabhupada říkal, že Kršnovy činnosti nelze pochopit lidskou myslí.
They're all completely beyond the laws of physics.
A všechny jsou úplně mimo zákony fyziky.
And cannot be understood in general human understanding.
A nelze je pochopit obecným lidským chápáním.
I'm reading a little verse here from this wonderful Laghu Bhagavatamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami. And it says here, I want to quote the Sanskrit. So astonishing Gokula, the essence of Mathura, seems like a limited area. It expands and contracts according to the pastimes of Krishna. I will explain, for example, when Akrura went to Mathura, or he came from Mathura, one of the two. It took him all day to come to Vrindavan. But actually you can cycle this in an hour, maybe two, very comfortably. It is because Krishna can expand. He expands and contracts the physical space.
Takže tenhle verš z té Laghu Bhagavatamrity od Šrily Rupy Goswamiho je o tom, že ten dham Krishna může nějakým způsobem expandovat různě nebo stahovat, roztahovat.
So sometimes Krishna is one step. He's in Gokula, and another step he's in Vrindavan. I mean, it goes through the entire pastimes of Krishna like that.
Krishna udělá jeden krok je v Gokule a druhým je zase v Mathuře a skrze celé zábavy se to takhle táhne.
And sometimes Krishna jumps from a mountain that's 80,000 miles high.
Někdy Krishna skáče z hory, která je 80 mil vysoká.
And in the same way, we talked about it a couple of days ago, Lord Shiva is sitting under tree which is 800 miles across on top of Mount Kailash.
A stejným způsobem pán Shiva sedí pod stromem, který má 800 mil na hoře Kailash.
So all these pastimes are completely beyond physics, beyond our understanding of length and breadth.
Všechny ty zábavy jsou tak úplně mimo fyzikální zákony a naše chápání šířky a délky.
He can expand, as it says here, and contract the area of Mathura at his sweet will.
Takže tady v tom verši je řečeno, že Krishna podle své sladké vůle může roztahovat a stahovat ty oblasti v Mathuře.
And Brahma realized that even the multitude of many universes fit within one portion of Vrindavan.
A Brahma zrealizoval, že i množství vesmíru se vešlo do jedné části Vrindavanu.
And we understand, we remember that Mother Yashoda, when she looked into Krishna's mouth, she saw in the mouth the whole universe.
A matka Yashoda, když se podívala do Krishnových úst, tam viděla celý vesmír.
So our mundane understanding of space doesn't apply to Krishna Lila at all.
A naše světské pochopení prostoru se nedá na Krishnovy zábavy vůbec aplikovat.
I think I remember it was Rupa Goswami or Sanatan Maharaj Goswami was sitting under a swing in at Radhakund And there was a sandstone arch where they used to hang the swing in to swing Krishna in pastimes. And so he heard some laughter and some singing, and he looked up and he saw a gigantic ship, fish or a swing in the form of a fish swinging to and fro, and the tree was miles high.
There was a tree with this swing.
He was sitting on the
ground. On the swing, yes.
No, he was sitting on the ground. He was looking up, and he heard some singing and laughing. He looked up, and that tree he sat under was actually miles high.
Okay.
He saw a gigantic swing in the form of a fish, swinging this way and that way, and he saw Krishna and the gopis, and everybody had a wonderful time swinging.
Takže Rupa nebo Sanatan Goswami, jeden z nich seděl ve Vrindávanu a najednou slyšel nějaký smích, tak se podíval a na velkém stromě nad sebou viděl gigantickou houpačku v podobě ryby, kde Krishna s gopími se smáli a houpali se.
That's why the saying is you cannot buy a ticket to Vrindavan. Of course you can buy a ticket to Vrindavan, but that's the earthly Vrindavan, Bhumi Vrindavan.
Říká se, že si nemůžete koupit lístek do Vrindavanu. Samozřejmě, že můžete, ale to je lístek do toho pozemského Vrindavanu.
And there's another Vrindavan we cannot enter.
A tam se zároveň nachází jiný Vrindavan, do kterého nelze vstoupit.
I remember one time Shyamananda, a great devotee of Krishna.
Jednou Shyamananda, velký oddaný Kršny,
he was sweeping Nidhuban forest.
Tak uklízel v Nidhubanu v lese.
Every day at his duty.
Každý den to dělal jako svoji
povinnost. One day he found a bangle there and he looked, it was self-effulgent.
A našel tam jednoho dne nějaký náramek a vzal ho do ruky a viděl, že září.
Like sometimes you have these phosphor items, right? They're self-effulgent. You can see them in the dark, right? You remember phosphor, this phosphoric kind of. So it was like that. It was shine. It was different. He never seen such a thing before. He put it into his pocket really fast.
Takže ten náramek zářil jako ty fosforové věci a tak si ho rychle dal do kapsy.
So Lalita appeared, and she said, "Shyamananda, you have this bangle. Can I have that, please? It is belonging to Radharani."
A teď se tam objevila Lalita a říkala, Shyamanando, ty máš ten náramek, dáš mi ho, to je Radharani.
In her dance with Krishna, she lost his bangle.
Ona tady tancovala s Kršnou a ztratila ho.
I said, no, I don't give it. I want to give it to Radharani myself.
On říkal, ne, nedám ti ho, já ho dám sám Radharani.
And so Lalita agreed, and there's a Kunt there, Lalita Kunt, and she said, you have to take a bath in the Kunt first, then you can see Radharani.
Takže Lalita souhlasila a ona tam má svoje jezírko, Lalita Kunt, a říkala, nejdřív se ale musíš vykoupat v tom jezírku, pak můžeme jít za Radharani.
So he took a bath in the Kunt and he came out like a beautiful young girl, like a gopi.
A tak on se tam vykoupal a vyšel z toho jezírka jako překrásná mladá gopi.
Perfectly dressed with sari and covered head and bangles and nose rings and earrings and the whole thing.
Takže byl krásně oblečený v sári, zakrytou hlavu, náramky v nose.
As he walked upstairs, the steps of the Kunt, all of a sudden she saw Radharani standing right in front of him.
A když tak vystupoval po schodech vlastně z toho jezírka, tak viděl Radharani před sebou.
You see, that's a whole different level, that's a whole different dimension we have no access to in general life.
To je úplně jiný rozměr, ke kterému nemáme přístup v obyčejném životě.
And Radharani asked him to give her the bangle, and he did, and so he took the bangle and put it on his forehead, and a beautiful tilak appeared, different from the one he had been given by his guru.
Takže on jí ho dal ten náramek a ona se s tím náramkem dotkla jeho čela a tam mu se objevil takový neobvyklý tilak jiný, než mu dal jeho guru.
She thanked him for giving the bangle back and he gave him a beautiful deity of Krishna, which you can see now in Radhashyamasundara temple near Loi Bazaar. You can see it. There's a main altar there. There's huge deities of different acharyas. And on the little side altar you see this self-manifested deity of Krishna, given by Radharani.
Takže, which temple, sorry? Radha Shyama Sundari?
Yeah.
V chrámu Radha Shyama Sundari ve Vrindávanu to božstvo můžete do dneška vidět, to božstvo Kršny, které ona Radharani dala.
And down the road towards Radhadamoda, there is a place where he actually saw Radharani, and Radharani puts his tilak on his forehead.
A kousek tam tu po cestě je právě to místo, kde on Radharani viděl a kde mu udělala ten tilak vlastně.
So our Goswamis, sometimes they were entering the spiritual world in many, many occasions actually.
Naši Goswami tedy vstupovali do duchovního světa, je takových případů mnoho.
And this world is completely hidden to mundane perception.
A ten svět je úplně skrytý světskému vnímání.
That's why Krishna says, Naham prakasha savasya yugamaya samavita. I'm always covered by my yugamaya. And then he says, who doesn't see Krishna? Mudo. Mudo yam namidra. Fools and rascals and asses, they don't see me.
Proto Krishna říká tady v tom verši v Bhagavad Gita, že je neustále zakryt svoji iluzorní energii a hlupáci ho nemohou vidět.
And in this way they come to the conclusion that God does not exist.
A tak dochází k závěru tito hlupáci, že Bůh neexistuje.
Because they believe only what they can see with their eyes.
Protože věří jenom tomu, co mohou vidět svýma očima.
It is considered foolishness. Krishna says, Mudo, mudo yam navidra, fools cannot see me.
A to je považováno za hloupost. Krishna říká mudho, mudhové mě nemůžou vidět.
Only by undivided devotion service can I be seen as I am standing before you.
A potom Krishna říká, že může být spatřen pouze rizí odanou službou.
So the message is very clear in Vedic scripture that there's a transcendental realm which is actually the reality. This is just a flickering, it's just a manifestation that comes and goes. But there is an eternal manifestation which is not accessible to us at all with our mundane senses.
Takže tady to poselství je jasné, že existuje svět, který nemůžeme vidět, ke kterému nemáme přístup se svými světskými smysly.
So here Brahma realized that even multitudes of universes could very easily fit in just portion in just one portion of Vrindavan.
Takže tady Brahma zrealizoval, že i množství vesmíru se vejde do jedné části Vrindávanu.
And then the next verse is, and it is astonishing that during the Rasa dance on the bank of the Yamuna, billions of gopis fit into this area. Billions of gopis. They were not just 20 or 30, they were billions of gopis.
V dalším verši se říká, že na kousek té země Vrindávanu se vešly miliardy gopi, když tančili s Kršnou.
So according to particular pastimes, there was an appearance of suitable various places that can be only seen by those who participate in these pastimes. Nobody else could see it.
Projevila se tam různá místa, která mohou vidět jenom ti, kteří jsou v těch kršnových zábavách. Nikdo jiný je nemůže vidět.
It says here that all around the innumerable forms for the mountains, cow pens, forests in which Krishna performed his Kumara, Poganda and Kushara pastimes. So you see that even the area filled with the pastime is sometimes seen to be empty by the qualified and unqualified person. We don't see it at all.
Takže tady je řečeno, že tam byly různé ty hory, lesy a tak dále a někomu se zdá, že tam nic není, takže to je podle toho, jestli je někdo kvalifikovaný nebo není kvalifikovaný.
And then there comes this famous verse that Prabhupada quotes in Srimad Bhagavatam Purpose a couple times. Namely, Atta Prabhu Priyanam Cha Damnas Cha Samayasya Cha Ave Avicintya Avicintya Prabhavatvat Atrakim chana durgataham. Durgataham. He says, in Goloka nothing is impossible for the Lord and the devotees abode and everything. The abode by the power of the Lord's inconceivable energy. This is a famous sentence that from Srila Rupa Goswami's Lagu Bhagavatamrita that again and again is quoted because for Krishna nothing is impossible.
Tady ten verš Šrila Prabhupáda často cituje ve svých výkladech a říká se v něm, že v sídle pána není nic nemožné.
And so in this realm of impossibilities there's also this material world which is actually not possible, but by Krishna's mercy it is manifesting temporarily.
A tady v té oblasti zase je všechno nemožné, ale Kršnovou milostí se to dočasně manifestuje tady ty věci.
Like Prabhupada explained to us that there is no law of gravity.
Šla Prabhupada nám vysvětlil, že neexistuje zákon přitažlivosti.
Scientists talk about the law of gravity.
Vědci o tom mluví, o tom zákonu přitažlivosti.
The attraction between planets and things is just created by Krishna. They can't see Krishna, so they call it the law of gravity. These are just manifest material constructs to understand something which is actually completely transcendental.
Takže to jsou ten zákon přitažlivosti mezi planetami a věcmi v tomto vesmíru vědci nazývají jako zákon přitažlivosti, protože nevidí Kršnu, který způsobuje tu přitažlivost.
It is Balaram that keeps the rotation of the planets around the sun planet to the split second exactly, never changing. It's just amazing. Scientists are amazed by that. How that is possible by chance. And everything is working so perfectly within this universe. There's no chance. Everything, nothing's left up for chance. It's Balaram, it's the Lord who's supervising all these things.
Takže pan Balaram je ten pán, který dohlíží na všechny ty věci ve vesmíru, na to, aby planety obíhaly okolo slunce přesně na vteřinu a vědci nad tím žasnou, nedokážou to pochopit.
But people are so sinful that they do not have that vision.
Ale lidé jsou tak hříšní, že to nevidí.
And we don't have that vision either.
My to taky nevidíme.
But at least we take from scripture.
Ale aspoň se díváme skrz
we
písma.
See through the eyes of scripture.
Díváme se skrze oči písem.
And we accept that there's a transcendental realm which is actually the real reality and there's a material realm which is actually not real and none of the material activities in this world are actually realistic. They're not realistic.
A my přijímáme tedy fakt s písem, že existuje skutečná oblast a že tato oblast materiálně je neskutečná a všechno, co se zde odehrává, není reálné ve skutečnosti.
It is entirely unrealistic to use your whole life to work for something which 100% you will lose one day.
Je úplně nerealistické celý život pracovat pro něco, co na 100% jednoho dne ztratíme.
You know, like I quoted my sister the other day, that she said that now that I have refurbished my apartment, I can die in peace. I mean, this is as unrealistic of a statement you can be. You know, it's just amazing. I can die in peace because I fixed up my apartment. I mean, give me a break, you know.
Takže já cituju svoji sestru, která mi nedávno řekla, teďka jsem opravila svůj byt a můžu umřít. To je ten nejnerealistější výrok, který člověk může říct.
Think about that. You know?
Přemýšlejte o tom.
It's just unbelievable how people... what we have been, it's like children. Children go into the sandbox and they build castles and they imagine that I have been a king. For one day I'm the king of a castle. But then the tide comes, the tide, right? The tide, you know, the flute, and washes all these castles away. And that's what happens at the time of death. You may be as rich as Mr. Ambani, he's one of the richest Indians of all. You may be as rich, the tide will come and washes all these castles away. You're going to lose everything within seconds. And you realize that I was a fool.
Takže jako malé děti, které si staví ty hrady a na jeden den jsou králem, ale potom přijde vlna a spláchne jim ty hrady jako ti boháči tady v tom světě, nějaký indický boháč tady byl citován.
Some people think he's very rich and some people think they're God.
Někteří lidé si myslí, že jsou bohatí, jiní si myslí, že jsou Bůh.
Epidemie foolishness.
To je epidemie hlouposti.
Because we fall actually in the spiritual world because of this envious conception. We want to be equal to God. And so if after many, many, many lives and many, many universes, many, many births, we come to the highest understanding of that Mayavadi conclusion, I'm God, it means I have not advanced one inch in millions of births.
Takže díky tomu závistivému pojetí, že jsme se chtěli vyrovnat Bohu, jsme tady v tom hmotném světě a když po tolika životech dojdeme k závěru, že jsme Bůh, tak jsme neudělali ani milimetr pokrok.
And Shama Shuna told me he was driving one time with Prabhupada. Prabhupada had this maroon ambassador, right? You can see it at Prabhupada's Samadhi. It's at the bottom, it's outside. So you can see that maroon ambassador. says His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami on a copper plate. And they drove into Calcutta from Mayapur. And on every lamppost there was this famous Mayavadi standing like this with a turban. He is the same one who actually came to the West in 1883 or something on the World Parliament of Religion. And it's no need to call the name. It starts with Yoga and ends with Ananda anyway. And so he was standing in this typical posture. And Prabhupada said to Shamasunda, "You see this man, what he's doing, what he's saying." Shamasunda, "I don't hear anything." He said, "Yes, he's saying something. Listen, I can clearly hear it." So Shamasunda said, "Prabhupada, what is he saying?" Prabhupada said, "He's saying I'm fool number one." You know, because it's such foolishness to think. You see, one would wonder, since we are at this subject, one would wonder why Krishna actually told Shiva to spread Mayavadi philosophy. Why would Krishna do that?
Shall I translate?
Yes, yes.
So Prabhupada jel se Shyama Sundarem svým služebníkem jednou po Indii a tam stál nějaký Mayavadi, nebo byl na plagátě takhle v té pozici a Prabhupada říká, co říká, slyšíš, že on říká, neslyším, nic neříká, on říká, jo, říká, a co říká Prabhupada, no jsem hlupák číslo jedna.
So then one would wonder why Krishna ensues Shiva in the presence of his wife to go down to earth and spread Mayavadi philosophy. Takže why would Krishna do such a thing?
Člověk by si řekl taky, proč třeba Krishna říkal Shivovi před jeho ženou, aby se stoupil do hmotného světa a šířil mayavádskou filozofii.
Because the purity of devotional service, Prabhupada said, is, so to say, booby-trapped by all kinds of conceptions.
Takže ta mayavádská filozofie je plná pojetí takových různých.
If you want to eat meat and worship God, there's a trap there. You catch a mouse, there's a little something the mouse likes to eat, you put it there, and then she goes inside, she can't resist, and she's trapped. So in the same way, there's different religiosities, they're actually traps surrounding the purity of devotional service. If you want to eat meat, there's a trap for it. If you want to have sex in married life, I mean, but and beyond that, I mean, if you read, actually, recently I had the opportunity to read what Muslims actually think, what is happening in the afterlife when they go to heaven. It's an ocean of sex. It's unbelievable. And there's no end to sex from the morning to the evening.
Okay. Co to bylo? I forgot. Okay. Že ta první část byla, že různá ta náboženství, která dovolují různé věci, jíst maso, mít sex a tak dále, jsou jenom jako pastičky, jako do pastiček se vždycky něco strčí, aby se tam již chytila, tak tohle je nastražený na ty různý lidi a tyhle pastičky obklopují vlastně to čistý náboženství vědomí Kršny.
So we have to understand that lower religious systems are actually inspired by Krishna, simply, Prabhupada said, quote unquote, to protect the purity of devotional service of Krishna Bhakta.
Takže všechny tyhle náboženství jsou vlastně zavedeny Kršnou, aby ochraňovali, jak cituje Šlu Prabhupádu, čistotu oddané služby.
Like a king, he surrounds his castle with all kinds of traps. An elephant falls, there's an elephant trap, an elephant falls in there, another one is this trap, that trap. The Viet Cong, you know, had a whole bunch of booby traps left and right to catch Americans. So the different religious systems of the world are simply traps to trap people into some sort of religious, pseudo-religious life to not disturb the purity of devotional service. If you are pure and you desire, yes, you can pass. You will not fall into Mayavadi.
Takže jako král má okolo svého hradu různé druhy pastí, tak stejně tak existují tady ta různá náboženství, které jsou pastmi pro neupřímné lidi, aby byla vlastně zachována ta čistota oddané služby.
Even in my own life, I have quite a lot of friends from the past who ultimately all become Mayavadis, interested in Mayavadi philosophy.
Já mám také spoustu přátel z dřívějšího života, kteří se nakonec stali Mayavadými.
They got trapped in this one, that one, that one, this one, and they can't get out. There's one devotee who's even initiated, and he can't get out of Mayavadi conceptions. He talks about it all the time, and still does a Mayavadi meditation that he learned from his spiritual master and paid for it.
Takže a nikdo z nich se z toho nemůže dostat. Všichni jsou v té pasti té Mayavadi. Jeden z nich je dokonce zasvěcený, ale nemůže o tom přestat mluvit a meditovat tu meditaci, co ho naučil jeho guru.
So in this way, people who are materially minded fall into this concept, into these various traps.
Takže lidé, kteří mají materialistické myšlení, padají tady do těch pastí.
And we at least we came to Srila Prabhupada, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we can go more and more into Krishna consciousness.
A my jsme přišli alespoň za Šlou Prabhupádou a jeho milostí můžeme jít hlouběji a hlouběji do Kršna vědomí.
I remember one time we were translating Bhagavad Gita, Sachinanand Swami and Gauravani Maharaj, Vidavyas, no Gauravani Maharaj, myself, and into German language. And so then we met Prabhupada in Calcutta, where we handed him the German Bhagavad Gita. This was in Kisses, Chakravarti, and myself. And so, during this conversation, I asked Prabhupada, there's one verse, Srila Prabhupada, that makes me wonder. And that verse is that one who chants the holy name of Krishna, he has taken bath in all the holy rivers of India and visited all the holy places of pilgrimage.
Takže Prithupravu ze Sachinanand Swami překládali knížky do angličtiny a pak tom ji přinesli Prabhupádovi někde ve Vrindávanu, myslím, on se ho ptal Prithupravu Prabhupády, že jeden verš nad tím, jako tomu nerozumím, jak to bylo všechny, kdo zpívá svatý jméno, už navštívil všechna posvátná místa.
Does it mean that in my last life I asked frankly this question, I was in India?
A tak jsem se otevřeně zeptal, znamená to, že jsem já ve svém minulém životě byl v Indii?
And Prabhupada turned to me and smiled.
Prabhupada se na mě obrátil, usmál se.
He said that maybe so.
Říká, možná.
But more important is that you understand that I created you good fortune.
Ale důležitější je, že jsi pochopil, že jsem vám vytvořil tady to štěstí.
And so it's a very how do you say, a very significant sentence, not just my good fortune, everybody who comes to Krishna consciousness, whether he is proper disciple or whether he's a grand disciple, grand disciple, for all of them, it was Prabhupada who created the good fortune of us.
Takže důležité je pochopit, že to nebyl výrok jenom pro mě, ale pro všechny, a nejenom Prabhupádovi žáky, ale další generace a další a další a další. Prabhupád pro všechny stvořil to štěstí.
And yes, in previous ages, one had to perform great tapasya to actually come to this chanting of Hare Krishna, because it was a secret mantra, actually.
V minulých dobách bylo těžké přijít ke zpívání Hare Krishna Maha mantry. Člověk musel dělat ta různá odříkání, protože to byla ve skutečnosti tajná mantra.
That's why it says so in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Proto je to řečeno v Bhagavatamu.
But now something happened.
Ale teď se něco stalo.
Lord Chaitanya came in, he broke open the storehouse of love of God and distributed it to everyone.
Pan Chaitanya přišel, rozlomil zámek toho skladiště lásky k Bohu a rozdal to každému.
And so since the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and ultimately Srila Prabhupada going all over the world, this verse is not any more strictly applicable. We're living in a complete different game now.
A teďka Srila Prabhupada jel po celém světě, ten verš se nedá striktně jako uplatnit, že žijeme v jiné hře.
That anybody who is eager to get that mercy from Krishna, to get that mercy from Srila Prabhupada, he can have it.
Ale každý, kdo chce tu milost Krishny, Srila Prabhupada, může mít.
Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, can you save me? He said, yes, I can, but you have to do the work.
A někdo se zeptal, Srila Prabhupada, můžete mě spasit? A Prabhupada říkal, ano, ale ty musíš udělat tu práci.
So the mercy of Prabhupada, we distributed millions and millions and millions and still do. But many people, they don't take it.
Miliony lidí jako i přijímají tu milost Prabhupády, ale jiní to nepřijímají.
One time I was distributing books in Germany.
Jednou jsem v Německu rozdával knížky.
And the book was Der Nektar der Hingabe.
Nektar of devotion.
Yeah. The word devotion is translated as Hingabe.
Takže jsem rozdával nektar oddanosti v němčině.
The verse can be understood. This word can be understood in two ways: in devotion, but also if a woman surrenders her body to a man, hingabe. That's also hingabe.
Aha. Takže v němčině se to slovo dá dvěmi způsoby pochopit jako nektar oddanosti, ale používá se to v němčině taky jako když žena svoje tělo odevzdá muži.
So there was a couple sitting in the car and they were kissing each other.
A v autě seděl pár a líbali se tam.
And I knocked at the door of this rather steamy windowed car.
Já jsem zaťukal na dveře toho zapařeného auta tam.
And the man covered down and said, "What do you want?"
A ten chlápek stočil okénko a říkal, co chceš?
See, I said, "I have a book for you."
Já jsem říkal, pro vás mám knížku.
So what's that book?
A co to je za knížku?
I said, "The Nectar of Hingabe."
Já jsem říkal, no ten nektar oddanosti.
He said, "I don't want that. I don't want that."
A on říkal, já to nechci.
The girlfriend, "I want to read that. The Nectar of Hingabe. Give me this book."
A ta ženská říkala, tohle já chci si přečíst. Že si myslela, že to je nějaká verze Kama Sutry nebo
so,
něco.
She owned the book,
tak odevřela knihu.
And she said, "Oh my God, again cheated."
A ona říkala, můj bože, zase jsem se nechala podvíst.
Wieder reingefallen. And she said, "Why? Why are you saying that?" And he said, "It's all about God."
A on říkal, proč to říkáš? Ona říkala, že to je celý o Bohu.
So she felt cheated that it was about God.
Ona se cítila podvedená, že to je o Bohu.
You know, it's the greatest good fortune if somebody gets a book from Srila Prabhupada.
Ale my víme, že to je to největší štěstí získat knihu Srily Prabhupády.
They are so absorbed in their sexual world that they cannot see that. They have eyes in the Bible. It says they have eyes and do not see. They have ears and they do not hear. That is the situation of mundane people in the material world.
Oni jsou tak pohrouženi ve svém sexuálním životě, že tyhle ty věci nevidí. Jak říká Bible, mají oči nevidí, mají uši neslyší.
In this way they are misled by Maya.
A tak jsou svedeni Mayou.
Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, prakritim mohinim shrita, misled by Maya.
A jak říká Krishna v Bhagavad Gita, prakritim mohinim shrita.
So we can be very, very fortunate, all of us. There's a verse, congratulations to you all, who have come alone.
Takže existuje verš, který říká sláva všem, kteří jste přišli.
There is a Christian gospel that is condemned by the church, which is a gospel of Thomas. Thomas went, he was a disciple of Jesus who went to India, and he wrote a gospel. And it was forbidden for the last 2,000 years almost. But inside, recently it turned up in the desert of Egypt. These are not the Dead Sea Scrolls. In the desert of Egypt, and they were hidden in a cave. And one German professor found them in the market in Cairo. And in this book, it's all about Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said. It's nothing but no history, no stories, just Jesus said. And one many things he talked about reincarnation, interestingly enough. And one verse is, one of my favorite verses is, blessed are you who came alone. Now, I'm asking you, where are your friends from kindergarten? Where are your friends from elementary school? Where are your friends from high school? Where is everybody? They're gone. Everyone in this room came alone, practically speaking. Very rarely somebody brings his brother or his friend. So it's a very significant. Blessed are those who came alone. We all left all our friends behind, all our friends in Hamburg from the communes and Richie, what was it? Richie, remember Richie? He was in Hamburg.
Richie?
Richie, there was one American hippie.
Richie.
Huh?
Maybe Berlin? Was it Berlin?
Huh?
Richie.
Richie was one of them guys. Anyway, we left all these guys behind. And so blessed are those who came alone. And then he says, you came from the kingdom of God and there you will return. I mean, this is such a revolutionary sentence, not for us, it is very clear, but I've never heard this in church, that we came from the kingdom of God. Because the truth is, Adam and Eve is you and me. That's actually you and me. We fell from the kingdom of God. I hope I didn't take off. Did you get that? Will you be able to collect it?
Yeah. Takže v Egyptě někde nějaký německý profesor na tržnici objevil nějaké další zápisky o Ježíšovi, kde nejsou žádné příběhy nic, ale jenom Ježíš řekl, on tam říká, požehnán buď ty, kdo sám přicházíš, takže při tu pravu vysvětluje, že nikdo z nás teď už sebou nemá ty přátele z dětství nebo ze školy a tak dále. A v dalším verši bylo řečeno, že jsme přišli z království Boha, že se tam zase navrátíme, že to jsou revoluční výroky, které nikdy v církvi neslyšel.
We are, in that sense, we are fortunate that somehow or other we were able to catch the mercy of Srila Prabhupada in foremost of a book. I mean, I read a book, it took me 6-8 hours to read it. By the end, I was convinced that this is it. I've never heard such a thing before.
Takže máme velké štěstí, že jsme dostali knihy Šli Prabhupády a mohli jsme je číst. Při tu pravu dostal knihu, četli 6-8 hodin a potom byl přesvědčen.
And probably most of us, we get a book, we read and said, this is the first time that I read something that actually makes sense.
Takže většina z nás, myslím, jsme dostali Prabhupádu knihu a přečetli si a říkali, konečně první kniha, která dává smysl.
You have the same experience, isn't it?
Stejnou zkušenost.
You have the same experience. Taky, you read it, I read it through the night, I couldn't stop.
Já jsem to čet celou noc, nemohl jsem přestat.
And in the morning I was looking for the temple in Paris.
A ráno už jsem hledal chrám v Paříži.
And they were just eating prasadam.
Rozdávali prasádam.
And there was one lady, she said, what is your name? I said, my name is Peter. Oh, Peter, I have made some very, very nice food for you. I cooked this especially for you. Who's that? Madame Mondakini.
Takže jedna matáči tam zrovna rozdávala jídlo a ona říká, tak jak se jmenuješ, Petr? Ha, Petře, tohle jsem připravila, zrovna pro tebe jsem to uvařila tady.
So I ate this very, very special food, this food. Very, very special food that she made for me. And I was determined, you know, to go to the temple. And then Hari Vilas told me, don't you think that you're a little crazy? I said, that's a fact. I agree. And he said, you better go to Hamburg. Because that was the system. Somebody was a little, people thought he was a little funny. They sent him to another temple, right? This way ended up in the Hamburg temple. I came to the temple and met Hanse Duter. Half an hour later, I was shaved, and 3 hours later, I stood on Mönckebergstrasse and distributed exactly the same book that I got 2 days before. It was the 1st of January, 1972. And that's it. I'm still here.
Takže potom přišel tam v Paříži do chrámu a tam se ho někdo zeptal, jestli jsi tak trošku blázen. On říkal, jsem, tak mě poslali do Hamburku, protože jakmile někam přišel někdo divnej a nelíbil se jim, tak ho poslali do jiného centra. A tam jsem potkal Hansa Dutu a druhý den jsem stál oholený tam na nějaký ty třídě a rozdával tu samou knížku, kterou jsem si předevčírem přečetl.
That's why I can tell many stories from that time. It was very entertaining, but I tell you another time. So I think our time is up. I thank you so much. All of you, including myself, we are very fortunate that somehow or other we took to it. We actually took to it, and we are taking to it, and we will keep taking to it till we drop. Simply chanting Hare Krishna, associating with the devotees, eating prasadam, and trying to help others to come to the same conclusion. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, go Premananda.
Haribo. Haribo. Takže vy i já všichni máme velké štěstí, že jsme přijali Šlu Prabhupádu a že ho přijímáme a že ho budeme přijímat, dokud nepadneme, a že měli bychom rozdávat tady tu milost prasadam, knihy všem ostatním.
Thank you very much.